Blog Talk Radio.
Well, happy Thursday to everyone. It is now December the 2nd, 2021, and I'm Veronica McMillan, your host of Issues Concerning Women, the radio show. I have an absolutely wonderful show for you all tonight. Some of the ladies from No Ordinary Woman 2.0 Foundation will be our guest tonight, and you all just stand by, have pencil and paper. You know I'm old school, pencil and paper, so that you can hear all of the information that they'll be sharing with us. I'll be bringing them on in just a few minutes, but basically what I want to do is talk a little bit to you all about what Issues Concerning Women, the radio show, is. And, of course, it's usually done with Francine Humphrey, who basically is the founder of the organization. I'm just her co-host. And, of course, tonight I'm flying solo. And so she's out doing her thing that she always does. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about Issues Concerning Women. And then we're going to bring our guests on. And as I said, you all are going to be so excited and amazed by these two ladies from No Ordinary Woman 2.0 Foundation coming in just a few minutes. But Issues Concerning Women focuses on women and their families reaching long and short-term goals and assisting them in the area of business, career, housing, finance, and life skills. Of course, this is the brainchild of Francine Humphrey. She's been doing this for 1,000 years. And of course, I'm Veronica McMillan of the Micro Nonprofit Network, and we help small nonprofits become foundationally strong through education, coaching, mentoring, and program development for 501c3 organizations. We both basically like to make sure that we're empowering women through hands-on demonstrations, details in home ownership, career development, investing for retirement, exercise and nutrition classes, entrepreneurship, relationship building, and literacy programs. That's a combo of both of our programs, and we're dedicated to making a difference. We really want to be a voice for women in the community. Our mission is to create economic independence for all women by providing the voice to those who otherwise not be heard. ICW was created to encourage all to take charge of their lives and become educated and savvy about the aspects of their life. You can contact Francine at ICWdirector@gmail.com, or you can just go to the website at issuesconcerningwomen.org, or if you want to contact Veronica McMillan, you can go to the Micro Nonprofit Network at the micrononprofitnetwork.org. As I said, we have a great show for you all tonight. We have on our show with us Tina Roberts and Jocelyn Austin, and these are two of the leadership members of this organization, and I'm going to bring them on so that they can tell you more about their organization. So welcome to our show, ladies. I'm hoping that you all are ready to go tonight.
Yes, ma'am, we are. Loud and clear. Thank you so much for having us, Veronica. We are very excited.
Very.
Well, I am so glad to have you all on the show, and I'm sure our audience wants to know more about your organization, so we're going to jump right in it. And audience, what we like to do, you all know when we have our guests on, what we like to do is give our 30 minutes to our guests, because 30 minutes goes by so fast. We'll be giving their social media handles out. We'll be giving our handles out as well, but we certainly want to give these ladies from this great organization, No Ordinary Woman 2.0 Foundation, all of the time to talk. And, of course, if you all need to reach out to them, you'll have their information about the organization coming in just a few minutes. So, Ms. Johnson, I'm gonna go with you first. I wanted you basically just talk about the mission of the organization a little bit for us.
Not a problem. Our mission is to influence, inspire, invest, and enhance the lives of ordinary women. That's the mission. It's very simple and to the point. We found out early on that we were able to inspire women from all walks of life because the members come from all walks of life. We're cancer survivors. We're veterans. Some domestic violence. We come from all walks of life. So we felt like we could really talk to women.
Yeah, and it's so important, especially now where we're in a time period. Like last year, 2020 was the year of the woman, and here we are, 2021, where our country is so divided, and we really need women to really step up and empower each other. So I'm so glad that basically we have you all on the show and for others to be able to reach out to you all because your mission is so great. And, Tina, I just want to pivot a little bit to you. Why was it so important for you all to help women?
You know, it was important because I'm just going to give you a little bit of a backdrop on the Ordinary Woman 2.0. The foundation is actually an offspring of the retail organization No Ordinary Woman, and I started that with Inger Kelly back in 2015. So when we would do various vendor events, women would share all types of stories and experiences of domestic violence, the illnesses, everything that you can imagine. So what we thought was one thing, it turned into something else. And I love to say, in my mind, God ordained it to be something else. Where we thought we were going to sit around and maybe sell some purses and scarves, it completely took a total, it did a 360 for us. And that's how the nonprofit actually was birthed from the retail side of the organization. So with that being said, it was a total of seven of us that put the organization together. We actually have seven founders for No Ordinary Woman 2.0. When we all came together, we have shared life experiences, illnesses. Several of us have worked together for many years in the federal government. So we know each other. It's just not like an organization where you don't know each other. We actually know each other. We break bread with each other. So it's a real live sisterhood of empowering women. And it's so important to give back to the community and meet the needs of the community because the day in the life of a nonprofit, the reality of it, it can be a lot because it doesn't shut off. It's not a 9-to-5. It's 24/7.
Exactly. And it's so good that we got women still, I call it boots on the ground, just really out there really, really helping women because we need it. I, as I said, I think when I was sharing with Jocelyn that 2020 was, you know, the weird year of the woman, but I think that where we are now is really needed because there's so much need in the community. And I think what the pandemic, and you can speak to this, Tina, it caused people to go in, and when people were in with each other for a year or more, now we got this new variant, they're talking about it coming on the scene now, things kind of escalated in those homes. Now, did you all find that you all were getting more calls and things, or was the need greater in 2021 because of the pandemic? Tina?
Yes, need was much greater, and it's interesting that you bring that up because COVID just really made unique opportunities. I mean, different things had arrived. So we had to sit back and analyze what was possible, what was available, what we could do, what we could not do, because, again, like you said, we were in the house. So as a nonprofit, you have to come up with ways. But we actually wound up doing a lot of COVID relief. We got a lot of calls. And, you know, as women, our hair did. So with the grooming being shut down, we assisted many hairstylists and barbers. You know, it was from, you know, doing food. We actually did some where we were able to give them, you know, cash. We gave them money to keep themselves afloat. There was something. We did masks, sanitizers, hand wipes. We did a variety of things that we sent out. We actually did local postal workers here in the 757 because we would go in. They were struggling because, you know, at the time when the pandemic started, there just was not a lot of items available. We also did a family who the father came out of a nursing home rehabilitation center, and he brought COVID home to his caretaker. This person passed away, and he also took his 30-year-old son with him.
Oh, wow.
Could or not, the mother and the daughter who was taking care of them, they were at a loss. They had no money, no food. We even provided milk for one of them's baby.
Right.
So that's the kind of issues that we were seeing,
right,
during COVID.
Right.
Yeah.
And when you say boots on the ground, it's the real live stories, the grit, the grind, because it's not always, you know, glitz and glamour, you know, when you're working with humans, you know, in the nonprofit world. And believe it or not, people were kind of embarrassed that they were in the situation that they were in.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We have no time for being embarrassed. You know, we're going to come in and help you. We're going to do what we can for you.
Right.
And we're going to keep it moving.
Right.
And there's pictures, there's no glory, there's nothing. We just, you can't imagine how we feel after we've done something important like that.
Right.
It's a
deeper sense of gratitude when you do that. And just to be, you know, a little bit more personable, when we delivered some of the boxes, even during the pandemic, and a couple of the hairstylists came, you know, they were getting their items, and one had a grandchild with her.
Right.
And when the baby saw the can, it was just a simple can of Vienna sausage. But he was excited. And that type of stuff is what, it chokes you up. Because then they have served your purpose. Your divine purpose was met. It just gives you this great feeling, and You're just overjoyed for what you have done.
Exactly, and that is the spirit of small nonprofits. And I say that all the time, that small nonprofits really don't get their due. They are the unsung heroes in the community. I basically believe in small nonprofits, and that why we do what we do is to highlight nonprofits because, as I said, that's boots on the ground. You have it usually with small nonprofits. The whole team is working. The from the president to the janitor, everybody is in the community, really doing something.
You know what's cool. You know all of what. I mean, I've texted you 7 o'clock in the morning. You know, trying to make sure guidelines are being followed. So it's a lot. You know, boots on the ground. You're definitely right about that.
It really is, and I'm going to take a pause a minute and basically just talk a little bit more about what Issues Concerning Women, the radio show, is. And if you need to reach out to Francine Humphrey, who's the president and founder of Issues Concerning Women, the radio show, because her goal and her mission is to empower women through hands-on demonstration. She's big really on that financial piece. That's where I think in terms of what we're trying to do with women is so big. And so if you want to reach out to Francine, you certainly can reach out to her at Issues Concerning Women, the radio show, or Issues Concerning Women .org, or ICWDirector@gmail.com. And yours truly, Veronica McMillan. You can go to info@themicrononprofitnetwork.org, or you can just go to our website at themicrononprofitnetwork.org. I wanted you ladies to take a moment to shout out your handles as well, because we really want our audience, as we move on in this show, I really want to ask you all to provide support, financial support to this organization. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. But Tina and Ms. Jocelyn, if you all can give us your handles on how they can reach you, email, website, phone numbers, any of that stuff that you want to share right now.
Okay, yes. We're on all social media platforms, and our website address is www.V as in Victor. So I don't want to get it confused. www.vanoordinarywoman.com. That is our website. And Ms. Johnson, you want to give the email address?
Our email address is nowmn2.0@mail.com.
And we can be found on Facebook. If you just put in No Ordinary Woman, it will come up, but I will give you, it's facebook.com/Team No Ordinary Woman. And we're also on Instagram @Team_No Ordinary Woman. We're also on at
Go ahead.
No Ordinary Woman, and the woman is spelled W-O-M-A-1.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And as I said, these ladies will be giving that information out throughout our time. I was sitting here looking at the time. Can you all believe we're 15 minutes into this thing and I'm still got four questions? It goes by so quickly. That's why for those of you all who listen to us internationally, thank you all so very much for archiving the shows. So if someone in your family wanted to hear this, you know you can always go back and archive, and we thank you all so very much, our international listeners and our listeners that come on every week, archive the show, or they listen live. We thank you so very much. I really wanted to go back to Ms. Johnson. I'm going to give this question to you, and then I'm going to pivot to Tina. What was the number one highlight for you for 2021? I know we got, what's today, December the 2nd. We still got a few more days before this year is over, but is there anything that just pops out for you as the highlight for you personally for what you all have done for 2021? And then, Tina, I'll talk to you about what you all got for plans for 2022. So I'll go with you first, Ms. Jocelyn.
What stood out for me is our announced giving program that we did over the Thanksgiving holiday.
Mm-hmm.
There were so many people who needed help, but we were able to provide assistance for a few. We invented a crate, and the crate was painted. It had Now's Giving on it. It was filled with food items. There was also a turkey. There was desserts. It was just anything that you could possibly ask for the meal of Thanksgiving Day. We had people that was willing to volunteer and give us stuff. Mm-hmm. We came out of our pockets, but we didn't have to come out a lot because friends and family was willing to donate. So that's
so good.
That was great.
Yeah.
And the delivery plan, oh my God. It brought tears to your eyes.
Yeah. The delivery plan, it is, my husband actually has a small business, a transportation mm-hmm. business, so mm-hmm. we were able to kind of partner with him to get a lot of the deliveries done, and mm-hmm. one of the families, Joyce and I, several of us team members, we went to deliver. Well, we got the call 2 days prior to that the family's power was out, and so that it was more of a damper than anything, and it was more of, okay, we're at the week of Thanksgiving. They're scheduled to receive a crate with full of food, and it has power. So as a nonprofit, what do you do?
Yeah.
So as the board, we got all the pertinent information that we needed to assist the family in getting the power back on so that they could enjoy their Thanksgiving. And at the end of the day, Veronica, we all were in tears.
You can't help yourself but be in tears.
Yeah.
That is just so wonderful. I think it's so important that those of you all who are listening, again, you know, when we do things for our nonprofits, we always ask for support of the community, and especially now because we're in that Christmas holiday, and this is not the best for everybody. When holidays come, we know that some people really, really, they suffer and grieve over family members lost, and then, of course, COVID and all of the pandemic and all the craziness that was associated with that. And so we're going to ask our listening audience to support as we move to I keep going looking at the clock because I'm like, I got a couple more questions I got to ask. It's so crazy.
What I want to do, I really want to give a brief shout out to all of our board members because I know that they're listening,
yes, ma'am.
And we just want to call their names.
Yes, go ahead, Tina.
We're board member Monique Andrews, Inger Kelly, Zanetta Devane, Cynthia Womack, and Francine Grimstead.
We just want to say we truly, truly thank all of our board members for everything that they do on a day-to-day basis to support the foundation.
Yeah, board members, we thank you as well for supporting the foundation, because we know that we can't do it alone. No man is an island. And whenever that you run a nonprofit, you really do need the support of the board. So kudos to the board for being so helpful and making this organization be what it is and do what it do, like the young folks say. And so, Tina, I want to talk a little bit about the future plans for 2022. What y'all got going on? What's going to be happening? And I know it's early for a lot of people. I know for us, we're starting to, you know, look at strategic plans for 2022. We just had our board meeting, and so we got some things on the horizon as well. What are some future things that you all have for the organization that's going to be coming up, Tina?
We're going to try to make it through, because I see the time is moving on. Right now, we do have two veterans in the group, it's Cynthia and Didi. So we're doing Wreaths Across America, but we'll go out to the Hampton VA, the cemetery, and we'll place all the wreaths. So that's one thing we have coming up. We have Layers of Love Blanket Drive. We normally partner with Judeo Christian Center and get all of that taken care of. And we normally, you know, pour hot chocolate, give them everything they want, you know, just showing some love to the Judeo Christian Center. Ms. Joyce, you want to go to the next
one? The next one, we're going to do a Caps, Chaps, Covers, and Candy. This one is important to us. Well, where we go to a cancer center and donate socks, hard candy, chapstick, and bonnets to the patients, because when you're in there taking treatments, as I was, you get cold, you need something to suck on, which is the candy, and the chapstick is to keep warm. So that's one of our new things that we're coming up with for 2022. And the last one is Unmasking the Truth About PTSD.
Wow.
We can't get enough on mental health, you know, because, you know, for a lot of times in a lot of communities, it's a secret. And we have developed a wonderful event that's going to take place in 2022. We're still putting all the logistics to it together, but it is going to master truth about PTSD. So we got a lot on the horizon for Foundation.
Yeah, that's so wonderful, and that's, you know, special to my heart as well, because my husband is a Vietnam veteran and suffers with PTSD, and sometimes I don't even think people understand what caregivers go through when they are there beside that individual, that woman, that husband, that son, that daughter. I don't think people really understand how much it weighs on you. And for you all to be doing this, I just think it's wonderful. And in any way that we can support you all, we're going to do so as well, because it's so needed. And I think even with the pandemic in itself, that created a whole nother issue
And
sometimes, we miss that. And those little small little things, you know, just like you said, the chapstick, the candy, those things when you're helping people, oh, my God, it's so important. I think what I love about this and what you all are doing is those little small touches. People don't think that small things matter. It's just like having a great outfit on. Women don't do a whole bunch of wearing pantyhose and all that stuff now. But it's just like having a great outfit, but then you got a hole in your pantyhose that throws the thing off. You know what I mean? and it's those little small things that I think you all are doing that's so great in the community. I really want you to shout out again, ladies, your handles. So those of you all who are listening, I really, really, really am begging you to please be a support. So if you can go to their website, if you can just go ahead on and donate, basically I think that this is a great thing, because we're in that season of giving. And so I'm just challenging anyone. If there's someone out there that can give $1,000, would you please give $1,000? If there's someone that can give $500, would you please give $500? And then for those of you all with smaller donations, you got $50, $10, $5, they don't care. I don't think you all going to turn $5 away.
We can take it all. Anything.
Every bit counts, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah,
every
so what I would do is just have you all to do it.
Email address. Okay.
Yes. If you can just shout that out, please.
Okay. Email address, NOWMN2.0@mail.com.
Website, www.va.com. VA, no ordinary woman noordinary.com. Twitter, at noordinary, WOMA, and the number one. Facebook, www.facebook.com/teamnoordinarywoman. Instagram, at team_noordinarywoman.
Wonderful. So I'm sitting here looking at, we got 5 minutes, ladies, and I really want to make sure that we touch upon what is the organization's greatest need so that our audience that is listening to you all tonight basically can know. Because sometimes I think people, they're episodic volunteers. They only can volunteer for these two things, and, you know, they're going to get $50. And then you have those who are coming in, and they're saying, hey, I can volunteer, you know, every Tuesday or whatever. I'm just using this as an example. What would you say the organization's greatest need is, Tina?
I'm going to say funding and volunteers. You know,
okay.
They kind of work
okay.
Hand in hand. Funding, you know, to get us across to where we need to be. We have a lot of bridges to cross, and we're actually helping a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, funding, volunteers. What do you think, Ms. Joyce?
Volunteers would help a lot.
Mm-hmm.
We're in the process of revamping
the website.
Our website.
Yeah.
We're in the process of planning an event. So when the event comes up, we definitely will need volunteers to do the background stuff.
Right.
Mm-hmm,
that happens
mm-hmm.
at any event.
Ms. Jocelyn, are you done? I didn't
oh.
hear you. Somehow nothing. Yeah.
Okay.
I was just all of a sudden we just went silent. I was like, what happened to Ms. Jocelyn? Okay, so.
I need volunteers and funding always. So, consistent in, you know,
mm-hmm.
our actions and what it is that we're doing and being intentional for everything that we do and say, pretty
yeah,
much
wonderful.
As a profit, right.
Yeah, wonderful. So you're listening to Issues Concerning Women, the radio show, and I'm Veronica McMillan, your host. And we have two extraordinary women from No Ordinary Woman 2.0 Foundation. We're coming down to our last couple of minutes, and so I think we got about 3 minutes, and I really, really, really want them to shout out their handles again in a moment after I get finished shouting out our handles. And what we do here with Issues Concerning Women, the radio show, is to promote small businesses. They can be nonprofits, they can be for-profit businesses. Our goal is to really give organizations a voice as well and to share some of the blessings that God has blessed us with. And so we want to make sure that our nonprofits are being recognized. And this is one of our nonprofit friends that we have on the show tonight. And so basically we want you all to remember their name. They're going to shout out their information in a little bit. I'm going to tell you a little bit more about Issues Concerning Women, the radio program. And so definitely you want to make sure that you are connecting with Francine Humphrey. You can connect with her at icwdirector@gmail.com, or you can go to issuesconcerningwomen.org. If you need to connect with me, you can connect with me at info@micrononprofitnetwork.org, or you can just go to our website at themicrononprofitnetwork.org. Tina, I heard our announcers said we had 90 seconds. Can you just give us a little bit more of your handles for how people can reach out to you all regarding donating, giving? And I put a challenge out there for 1,000, maybe 5,000 as well. So, Tina,
yes,
can you give us
the 5,
how they can reach you?
Absolutely. We sure can. So I'm going to make it quick. So we do have a PayPal link that's actually on our social media Facebook page to accept donations.
Wonderful.
And the website will be updated with it as well. So the website is www.vanoordinarywoman.com. Email address, noowmn2.0@mail.com. Twitter, at noordinary, WOMA, the number one. Facebook, www.facebook.com/teamnoordinarywoman. Instagram, @team_noordinarywoman. And we are 24/7 operation, always available and willing to take a call.
Wonderful. So we have come to the end of our show. We thank you all for listening, and we are going to be right back here next Thursday at 6:30 p.m. Go out and do something good. Ladies, thank you so very much for being on the show. We will see you all next week. Have a great holiday. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye now.
Thank you.
You're welcome.